previously on Hours Play. Squished him. Welcome to Hours Played. This week, The Bridge. So, I'm actually having a hard time with this one. The Bridge is a puzzle game where you rotate your perspective or the entire world and walk around in it. There's some gravity manipulation. It's beautiful. It's hand-drawn and evokes M.C. Escher. But it lacks a certain je ne sais quoi. Mechanically, it's fine. The story is vague and undefined and just kind of wishy-washy. It's a big experiment in what would happen if everything was just fine. It feels like it's trying to be Braid, but it just doesn't have that fun factor that Braid has, and the number of mechanics and twists and turns. And while it's visually interesting, it's black and white and just isn't as fun to look at. And maybe for some people it's a hit, but for me it's just a miss, and I can't really say why. I almost beat it in the hour that I played and looked ahead and cheated, watched a Let's Play of the ending, which was not very far off. The ending is unfortunately, like the rest of the game, fine, not remarkable. And is it a greater crime to just be terrible and go nowhere, or to just be stuck in the great morass of the middle? I'm not sure. I'm not going to play The Bridge again, and I'm not really going to recommend it to anyone either. It's better than a lot of the games I've played for the show, but it's not good either, or unique in really any way. In fact, it kind of just made me... Next time, Broken Sword 1, Shadow of the Templars, Director's Cut. Comments? HoursPlayedPodcast@gmail.com or Facebook.com/HoursPlayedPodcast.